Baptism, don't forget the water, y'all. For all of you feeling called to ministry. With that, we come to the time in our service where we lift up our joys and concerns. And the first is the joy of the ministry of our church and all the ways that God moves in and through it. And one to let you know, this Thursday night is one of two Pastor Stacy dinners that you can come and I will cook for you, as cooking is one of the ways that I show love and appreciation to people, and I would love to show love and appreciation to all of you. And so Thursday night, starting at 5 o'clock, suggested donation of $5 to help cover the cost of food. And this Thursday will be an Italian fare. Is that enough details, or do you need to know exact dishes? Italian. The June 21st will be tacos, grilled chicken and grilled fish tacos, and so that will be June 21st. But please, if you could RSVP by like Tuesday evening so that I make sure to make enough. And so that is this Thursday night. And to-go boxes are available if you're not feeling comfortable staying and eating with other folks. To let you know, we are calling a special charge conference that has been given by permission of our district superintendent, which will be Wednesday, June 8th at 6 p.m. on my Zoom, okay? That is Wednesday, June 8th at 6 p.m. on my Zoom, and this is to be able to elect a new SPRC chair that will serve through the end of this year. And SPRC asked, and he accepted, of Marshall Jones to be able to do that, to help with the pastoral transition, and then also to help with the hiring of a new choir director in the coming months. And so be there on Zoom to hopefully affirm and give prayers to Marshall to be able to lead our SPRC. This Tuesday is book club on my Zoom at 4 o'clock. Not going to mention that it's my last book club, because that word last are not things that I have been enjoying right now, but book club on Tuesday at 4 o'clock. And finally, a thank you to everybody who helped make outreach lunch possible yesterday. So many folks in our community that were blessed by the food, the love that was shared, and the presence of God's people. And so, and Kathy gives thanks to all those who helped make it possible as well. And so for all of this in the life and ministry of our church, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. And now, in our worship service, a moment to relieve some anxieties, as one of our co-lay leaders, Scott Wolverton, has an announcement from our district superintendent. And no, it's not about me.
The staff parish committee met yesterday and was introduced to our incoming pastor. And let me read the letter that Reverend Mark sent over. It is my joy to announce that Bishop Grant Haguia will appoint the Reverend Jacob Lee as your new pastor beginning July 1st. Pastor Jacob is an elder in the West Ohio Annual Conference. He previously served at United Methodist Communications, that's the national office, from 2011 to 2017. He also pastored local congregations in Montgomery, Alabama, Cincinnati, Troy, Quincy, and Dayton, Ohio, where he currently serves. Your staff parish relations committee met with Pastor Jacob yesterday and affirmed his gifts of ministry as they relate to Torrance First UMC. I'm excited for this new start in ministry for both the congregation and Pastor Jacob, and I will work with your SPRC in the coming months to ensure that his transition is a smooth and positive one. And he thanks Bill Lazarte and I for, and the Staff Parish Relations Committee for guiding us through this transition in our congregation and pastoral leadership. We move forward with God into a new and exciting day for the life of the ministry at Torrance First UMC.
Thank you, Scott. And I have to tell you, it was a Wednesday during a transition workshop that I inadvertently saw that Pastor Jacob was being appointed here. And so I immediately started doing my internet research to discover who he was. And one of the first things that came up is the work that he's done with the United Methodist News Service, both reporting on things that have been going on and being a photographer for it, in particular in Asian American ministries in our denomination. He has visited the Philippines multiple times within that role. And one of the exciting things for you to realize, as it was mentioned to the SPRC yesterday, we have a huge number of clergy that are retiring this year that has left holes all over our conference of churches needing pastors. And a lot of those churches are getting local pastors that are non-ordained pastors, but have gotten their seminary degree or have gone through course of service. And they looked at Torrance First and saw that this is a church that needs an elder to lead it, that this is a vibrant and active church, and in a national looking for pastors that could fill holes, Pastor Jacob was identified as somebody who would be a great fit for this church. And so a lot of intentionality and work that went into figuring out who would be the best next pastor for this church. And so I invite you to be excited about meeting Pastor Lee when he gets here this summer, to be in prayer for him as he works on not just moving, but moving states to get here, and to be able to welcome him. I know he does have a daughter that is getting ready to graduate college and has gotten a job with Sony up in Culver City. And so he will have a daughter that is close. And so exciting stuff that is happening. And I've been telling people, you know, I'm grieving so much and having so much hurt in leaving you all and having to say goodbye because of how much I have loved being here and fallen in love with each one of you. But to want to stay forever here would be selfish in not sharing you with other pastors. And so it is with joy that I share you all with Pastor Jacob, and pray for the next steps that he will take with you in your life and ministry. And so, yes, ma'am. Will he be living in the parsonage? Yes. So, Miss Carol, I will tell him that he has the best neighbor 8 houses down with the purple trim. So, yes. And so, can we pause for a moment and pray for Pastor Jacob, and also realizing that just like you, there's a church in Ohio that is finding out that they will be losing their pastor, and knowing the place that you are all in as well. But will you pray for me? Pray with me, not for me, with me. Oh, gracious God, you are a God who knows all things and sees all things. And you, God, know what's going on in our minds and in our hearts and in our lives. And you know that we as human beings struggle with change and struggle with the unknown. And so you know the anxiety and the mixed emotions that we've had about changing pastors here at Torrance First. And so, Lord, we just pray that your Holy Spirit will guide us over the next weeks and months, as we say goodbyes, but then as we say welcome. And we pray for Pastor Jacob as he prepares to say goodbye and pack up in Dayton, Ohio, and to bring his life here to Torrance, California. We pray for his preparation, we pray for his moving, and we pray for his settling in. And we pray that you will help us as a congregation to welcome him with the hearts of Torrance First, with the joy and the love that bursts from this congregation and will be bursting forth as Pastor Jacob comes in as the newest member of this church family. May all of this be guided by you, our most holy God, who cares for us all and as a part of all we do. For this we pray in your holy name. Amen. And with that, a few prayers this morning. Our sister Ruth McConnell, who was a very active member of our 8 o'clock service and an active part of our Thursday morning Bible study, who has been with us physically, but not much more than physically for several months, went to be with the Lord on Thursday night. And so we grieve in the passing of Ruth McConnell, but we give thanks for the eternal rest that she now has, and that she is no longer in a place of limbo, but with her Lord. And if you knew her in 8 o'clock service, she was very particular about her seat where she sat. Jane sat next to her and she's going, yes. And the blessing is we know what seat God had prepared for her, and she is sitting there now with nobody occupying it. And so for Ruth McConnell, and her service will be Saturday, June 11th at 2 o'clock here in our sanctuary to celebrate the life and witness of the wonderful Ruth McConnell. And so for Ruth McConnell, and in particular for her nephew, Russell Randall, who she leaves behind, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. I've also received this, a prayer request for a safe trip going home to the Philippines tonight for Lillian Camba and George Camba, as well as from Sacramento, Rogelio Untalan and May Untalan, and on June 2nd from Sacramento, Aristotle Untalan, and June 4th from Sacramento, Marilyn Untalan. Did I get all of those correct? Okay. And so for the Camba and Untalan families and their travels, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. And finally, prayers for the community of Uvalde and the tragedy that happened this week, and especially prayers that we will no longer be numb to how many of these shootings happen, but that we become a people who actually take some very real action to be able to prevent and end school shootings that take such innocent lives like these 19 students and 2 teachers. And so can we take a moment of silence for the community of Uvalde? Gracious God, this life is a precious life that you have gifted us. This life is a precious life that we too often take for granted. Help us to see each and every day as a gift that we live to the fullest, a gift that we appreciate with every part of our being, and a gift that we see not only in ourselves, but value in all others. And Lord, this morning, as we think about the precious nature of our life, we pray for the safety of travel for the Canberra and Untalan families. We pray for the 90 plus years of life that Ruth McConnell lived, with the adventures of teaching in Indonesia and Australia, touching students around the world, and for the witness and joy that she brought to our lives here. And we pray for the people of Uvalde and the tragedy that has happened there. And we ask you, Lord, that you will help us to turn our thoughts and prayers into actions and answers that will stop the bloodshed, that will stop the loss of innocent lives, that will stop the unnecessary grieving that we are going through all too often. Lord, help us to be a people of action, guided by your mighty Holy Spirit. Help us to say enough. And help us to start that action in our hearts and in our lives as we live and witness to the depths of your unconditional love to those around us. And may it begin right here and right now as we gather our hearts together to pray your prayer taught to us by your Son, Jesus Christ, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. And now with that, I would like to invite Woody Gambrell and family up for the baptism of Woody. Okay, don't let me forget to give this to you at the end. Y'all should hear Wendell and just said, ooh, that's pretty. First baptism in the sanctuary with our new baptismal font. Congratulations, buddy. Hi. It's nice to see you in person instead of just on Zoom. But one of the things I wanted to note before the actual baptism is with Woody having so much of a Toy Story theme in his life with birthdays and baby showers and everything else. One of my favorite parts of the Toy Story movies comes in the very first movie when Woody is trying to help Buzz Lightyear realize that he's a toy and that he belongs to Andy. And what does he do? But he shows him the bottom of his foot that says Andy on it. And the bottom of his foot having Andy on it is showing him that he belongs to Andy, that he is treasured by and loved by Andy. And Woody, this morning to let you know, even before you know it, and you can't see it, but on the bottom of your cute little feet and in your heart, it says God, because you belong to God, and God loves you and has loved you even before any of us got to set our eyes upon you. And so today we celebrate your welcome into the Christian community and into this amazing family of faith with that cute little belly even. Yeah, you want to play with that, huh? Yes, he does. Well, how about if I fill it with some water? Do you like waters?